Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, here's a guy who just reminded me that he was on this program. He was on this program 17 years ago.
That's right.
When he ran for Rock Hill City Council.
Or Rock Hill School Board.
Rock Hill School Board, right. Excuse me. And I said, really? I said, who did the show? He said, you did. I said, I don't even remember. His name is Matt Hires. I'm going to let him do all the intros about himself. But he's got something more interesting than politics. It's called his Carolina Crimes Podcast. And we're going to talk about that today on our Straight Talk program. So, Matt, good to have you here, pal.
Great to be here. Appreciate it. Appreciate the forum. And just to let everybody know a little bit about myself, I've been in Rock Hill since I was 7 years old, since 1987. I graduated here locally from Northwestern, Citadel grad in 2001. Currently live with my wife and two daughters here in Rock Hill, and I work with Williams and Fudge right down the road, celebrating their 35th anniversary, and also with the good folks at OTS Media, doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you'll hear Matt on Friday nights doing ball games. You'll hear him, you'll see him, whatever, on Palmetto Mornings from time to time. So good to have you here. So now, first of all, did you really run for Rock Hill School District? You really did?
I did. I ran against Mildred Douglas in 2004 and barely lost. But since then, Ms. Douglas and I have kissed and made up. We're on speaking terms, but that was just, you know, a 24-year-old really wanting to get his foot in the door, more ambitious than I was mature, I think, at the time. I think it's safe to say that. But
No, you can't say that. You came out of the Citadel, right? So they grew you up real quick down there.
Again, much more ambitious than I was mature. So
so now, you ever had a hankering to do it again?
No, sir. Especially not in today's world of political back and forth. It's just, well, I'm just happy sitting in my rocking chair.
Well, it's civilized here locally. It's civilized.
Yes,
it is not the bizarre stuff that happens statewide or across the down in D.C., that's for sure.
We are.
All right. So here you are. What the heck is this? What's it called now? Carolina's Crimes. What is this?
Okay, this is a podcast. A lot of people out there I know listening aren't quite familiar with what that is, a podcast. I mean, even
go ahead and explain it to those older family members
that I have. They say, well, where can you watch it at? And I said, no, it's an audio medium, right. A lot like Straight Talk.
Right.
It's almost open to the public. You can go through and get distributed by certain companies. But we talk about, most of them are topical. Ours is about true crime in South Carolina, solely and exclusively crimes that were committed in South Carolina.
And what, pray tell, got you into doing this? You've been fascinated with police work?
Well, this grew organically. My co-host is my sister-in-law, Danielle Myers.
All right.
And we were both interested, and true crime is not it's not a guilty pleasure anymore. You have the investigative discovery TV shows, Forensic Files. When I was a kid, we had Unsolved Mysteries. But Danielle and I, when we'd go on family vacations, we'd end up spending a lot of time exchanging materials, books. Hey, have you heard about this case? And having these conversations. And, you know, both our spouses would kind of roll their eyes and say, oh, God, here they go again. And I got the idea once I found out what a podcast was, actually. I was like, you know, this might be pretty good. There might be some people that be interested in listening to that. And we started, our debut episode was March 1st of this year. And this thing has really grown legs and has taken on an identity of its own. And, you know, we've got fervent fans now and people buying T-shirts and merchandise, and it's it's unbelievable.
What a hoot. So let me see if I understand this. You and your sister-in-law have got nothing better to do than be interested in crime.
Oh, we've got a lot better to do, but this is just a hobby and a mutual interest.
All right. So you pick a crime every week and you get into it? Or how do you do this?
We plan the episodes out several weeks in advance. Each show probably takes about 9 hours of research and prep time because you've got to find, well, we like the lesser-known crimes. Now, of course, we've done some famous cases around South Carolina, such as Susan Smith was one of our first five episodes. But we like the lesser-known ones, the ones that are interesting with a twist that really capture the imagination. And people love listening to true crime.
Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing at this, because, I mean, Friday nights on TV is nothing right. more than that kind of dribble, right?
Dateline.
Yeah, really. Yes. It's amazing to me. So where do you get your stream of crime info? Do you get it just watching stuff online, or where do you get it?
Through different books, materials, and actually this summer what we started was the Summer of Suggestions. We asked our fans, hey, if there's a crime you'd like to hear about or want to know more about or would like us to cover and go into detail, shoot us an email. Hit us up and we'll cover that and get all into the particulars and make a show out of it. And so far, I mean, we've probably got over 100 responses.
Ooh-wee.
And yeah, different cases of people wanting to, that people want covered. So there's no lack of material. There's no need for material out there.
Oh, I'm going to go through this investigative process here in a minute, but how, you say you just launched this thing in March, so it's not that
yes,
it's not that old. With a podcast, you can track how many people are pulling this thing down and listen to it.
Yes.
What kind of numbers are you seeing?
Now, podcast statistics, they're even more in detail than baseball statistics. And if you're a baseball person, you know they track every little pitch, everything like that.
All right.
But listeners per week, we started out at about 400 that first week, and now we're up to over 4,100 a week.
4,100 a week?
Yes, sir, and we've been heard now in 32 different countries, six continents, everywhere but Antarctica. So if anybody's taking a trip down there, make sure to get on, you know, Apple Podcast or Spotify and download Carolina Crimes. And we're only missing one state in the union, and that's South Dakota. So I guess they don't like true crime out there. They're busy baling hay or something.
So how did you promote this thing when you first put it out there?
The majority was social media, on Facebook, Carolina Crimes Podcast, on Twitter, at SC Crimes Pod. We're on Instagram at Carolina Crimes Pod. And we just went from there and started telling a few friends about it, and it's fortunately spread like wildfire.
It's morphed. Now, do your stats tell you anything about who your listeners are? I mean, are they male? Are they female? Are they young? Are they old?
We don't have that in-depth of a demographic. It does tell us the source that they listen on, such as Apple Podcast, and that's that little purple icon on your phone. If you're not familiar with what a podcast is, you can just hit that and search for Carolina Crimes, and we'll come up.
So when somebody decides they want to hear this program and it's on an Apple site, do they pay to listen to this? I mean,
absolutely not. It's free.
Free.
We have sponsors.
Sponsors?
Yes, sir. And that.
Well, tell us who your sponsors are.
Well, it varies because we go through a service that we pay that pulls in these sponsors that come forward and say, hey, we want to sponsor podcasts, or we want to sponsor true crime podcasts. And the more listeners you get, the more they pay.
So they pay per listener?
Yes, sir. So we have Farmers Insurance, Geico on the other end, even though they are competitors, different NBC podcasts. The Dateline has been advertised. At first, when we were real small, it was Myrtle Beach Visitors Bureau. And we've had Home Depot chime in, and it's like I said, it's grown legs and it started walking on its own.
You can't make a living off it yet, but it's...
No. I'm perfectly fine at my desk at Williams and Fudge. I'm not going anywhere.
We get you a little beer money.
Well, O'Doul's.
O'Doul's. O'Doul's money. Okay, gotcha. Non-alcoholic. That's interesting. That's great. All right, so you and your sister-in-law.
Yes, sir.
You all get together, and you pick a crime. Somebody, like you said, you had 100 come in from your summer of suggestions, right? And you take that crime. Do they give you some basic information, those who have suggested this?
Some do, some don't. Right. Some will attach news articles and say, hey, well, the one next week is going to be from back in 1982 in Greenwood. So you've got to go back through court documents. And we have actually had a great resource help us, and that's retired Lieutenant Rita Schuler from SLED. She was the state's forensic photographer, and she is a lovely lady. I won't tell her age, lives down in the low country, but I called her initially and said, hey, do you mind if we use some quotes from your book or some pictures? And she said, well, absolutely. Well, why don't you come visit me and look through all my case files? And we have become great friends with Lieutenant Schuler, and she's been a great resource as well, so... We get a lot of information from her.
Well, you answered my next question. So you will, more times than not, end up talking with some of these detectives who actually have investigated these cases?
A few times. When they want to participate. And, in fact, in a few weeks, we've been in contact and trying to get actually one of the criminals themselves from up in Fort Mill, South Carolina, to come on the show. And we're trying to keep it kind of a big surprise, but we'll just say he had a lot to do with Heritage USA, and he lives in Branson, Missouri now.
Oh, my gosh.
So hopefully
his initials are JB.
Yes, sir. So hopefully we've had good communication back and forth with his people, our handlers.
So the format of the show, I mean, is this a 30-minute program, 15-minute program, or just whatever it turns out to be?
No, usually around an hour.
An hour.
Sometimes we go a little longer, sometimes a couple minutes shorter, but you can generally expect about an hour. Now, there's been one instance where both shows, they were good shows, but they didn't have a lot of meat on the bone, and they were about 30 minutes apiece, then we'll put out two that week.
I just gotcha. To
make sure our listeners are taken care of and they have their hour true crime fix every week.
So you're into this now. I mean, you're obligated. You've got to do this.
We've got to do it now.
We got to do it now.
Yes, sir.
So there doesn't seem to be any lack of material.
Absolutely not. We can do this every week until the day that I die, and we will never run out of material. We will never run out of crazy in South Carolina.
Now, are these just South Carolina crimes or North and South?
Only South Carolina.
It's only exclusive
to South Carolina. Oh. And we try to stay topical sometimes if a holiday comes up, like for Father's Day, for instance.
Right.
We did the crimes of James Brown because he was the godfather of soul. He also had 9 children. So we thought, hey, what a better guy to do a Father's Day episode on. And then for 4th of July, we did Bannister Tarleton. He was a colonel in the British Army that committed a lot of war atrocities.
As we all saw on The Patriot.
Yes, Tavington, the character in The Patriot, was based on Tarleton, he was...
Burned everybody in the church.
But he was way crummier of a human being in real life than Hollywood could have ever portrayed. So.
Yeah. I always remember Mel Gibson running down through the woods with that axe, and boy, he just... Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So this is strictly South Carolina stuff.
Strictly South Carolina stuff.
Have you gotten any feedback at all from, let's say, people in law enforcement that might be part of your 4,100 podcast listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Danielle gets approached at SLED all the time. She actually works for SLED.
Okay.
So she's made her love for true crime a career. And people come up to her all the time. I mean, superiors and all these captains and lieutenants. And, well, hey, you're the girl with the podcast. And talking to her about it. But, in fact, I called over to speak to Trent Ferris 2 weeks ago here at York County. And the girl that answered the phone, or the young lady that answered the phone, she said, well, he's out on vacation. And I said, well, you know, I do a podcast. It's here in South Carolina about true crimes. And she said, is this Matt Hires from Carolina Crimes? And I went, oh, gosh. Yes. Yes, it is, in fact. And you could hear, hey, this is Matt Hires on the phone from Carolina Crimes and talking to everybody. So that was kind of neat. But, yes, we are pro-law enforcement. We're pro what's right,
yeah.
I guess we should say.
So these are all closed cases. They're not pending, or are they?
No. We aim to have closed cases.
Right.
I want to end the story with a jury foreman giving a result, but we have had a few that I guess were unsolved or have some questions still to be asked, which was really our most popular episode was an unsolved one.
And
that was from Fripp Island.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir. Episode 19.
So I need to go pull down episode 19.
You can, yes, sir, if you want to hear that one. But that was the most popular one so far.
All right, I'm writing this down now. I don't want to miss that. Number 19. Kind of like the sub here at Substation 2, right?
That's right.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Anybody who's anybody knows exactly how we do it. Mary Bell is with us. There's a cue card right there, the white letters. We're going to say it out loud together. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice, 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 slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Matt Hires is with us. He is the creator, producer, director, talent, writer, along with his sister-in-law, Danielle, for this very interesting new podcast that's out there called Carolina Crimes. It's been out there since the 1st of March. Really getting a lot of steam. They've got 4,100-plus listeners to this thing every week. You've got some national advertisers on there.
Yes, sir.
the whole thing is just fascinating to me. It's all about South Carolina crime. Most of this stuff is cases that have been closed, but there's a few ones that are kind of hanging out there. So, with that being said, once you say you spend like 9 hours a week pulling together the facts for the presentation of this crime of the week, right?
Correct. And getting the facts together, we'll split up, divvy up the duties. You know, Danielle will take a case or two, and I'll take a case or two, and we'll plan these out a couple months in advance. And getting the information is half the battle.
Oh, I bet it is.
And then trying to put it together in a format where the story flows correctly, makes sense, and it's entertaining to the listener, that's where the real work comes in. It's almost like making a storyboard if you were to produce a TV show. But you've got to have a story that makes sense, and you really don't want to give your ending away up front, but you do want to make sure everything's factual and accurate.
So when you say make it entertaining, how do you go about making a crime story entertaining?
Oh, well, before we have a break, you know, we got to give them a moment of suspense there. Like this week, if you've listened to this week's episode, you know, when the couple, they exited the movie theater and looked and what they saw, and then we went to break. We'll tell you what they saw when we come back.
So, all right.
A cliffhanger.
do you take artistic license and kind of embellish some of the storyline from time to time?
Absolutely not, because I do not want to get sued. So, no, we're as factual as possible, and I mean we tell the story. We use, you know, we use our thesaurus. We use creative adjectives, and you know, we don't deviate from the facts whatsoever. We want to make sure everything is factual, but we try not to embellish.
All right. So you've assembled all the information. You and Danielle get together. Is it always a two-voice presentation?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes.
Where do you do this? Where's the studio to pull this off?
OTS Media on Sunday afternoons.
Why did I think that was going to be the answer?
Yes, Stephen Stone and yourself and Mr. Miller have been so gracious to let us use that when nobody else is using the studios, and we thank you so much.
So you come in there, and you record this thing, you edit this thing, you get it the way you want it.
Yes, sir.
And then you upload it to your podcast site.
Correct.
And tell me again, these podcast sites are where? Apple?
Now, Spreaker is the host site. And then it distributes it to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and probably two dozen others.
Do you pay them a fee to do this?
No, sir.
No?
No. Well, we pay Spreaker a monthly fee.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And they're the ones that go collecting from our advertisers as well and just send us a bank deposit.
I got you. So your net's out positive for you?
Yes, sir. That takes the, that takes the work out of it.
A little Diet Coke money.
Good. Yes,
sir. Gotcha. All right. This is interesting. So to do a one-hour show, which is not live, so you're going back and doing some editing and what have you. How long does it take you to pull that together? I mean, I know you got 9 hours of prep work, but once you start recording,
I would say about 2 hours.
Really?
With breaks. And Danielle, this was her first time in front of a microphone. I mean, you could tell a world of difference between episode 1 and episode 25. She has come into her own, and she's one take Jones. She's on it. And usually it's me stumbling over a word or something we got to pull out, but she's on the money. She's a pro.
Do you have a show open for this thing, or you just come on and start talking?
Oh, we have a show open with a voiceover from a man you may know, Stephen Stone.
Oh, I think I've heard his name, the Stone Man.
Yes, a little theme music. And then sometimes we put
a little Perry Mason music in the background.
Oh, something like that, yes, sir. Royalty-free music.
Royalty-free music.
But we add different songs in that are typical, like, of course, with our James Brown episode we had for Father's Day. We had Papa Got a Brand New Bag. And
you don't take any holidays.
No, sir.
No?
On our holidays, we are, or do you mean a week? Oh, a week without a show.
Yeah.
No, sir.
All right. So how many shows in advance are you right now?
We have three in the can right now, three pre-recorded that I'm going to release. We release them usually Monday morning, but I'll tell you a secret to all the listeners. I really put it on Sunday night, so it's available then. But I just want to give myself a little leeway in case the internet goes out. I put them on Sunday night.
So you have enough of an inventory so that if you decide you want to take a week off and not do
yes,
it. Yeah, I got you.
Yes, sir.
Very interesting. So tell me, what's interesting coming up? The Fripp Island one has my attention.
Yes, sir.
Because I like going down to Fripp Island. So what's the most interesting one that you think people around here would really want to jump onto?
Well, we have one in 2 weeks coming up from Lake Wylie, South Carolina. That's going to be our first episode from York County. We have a few planned from York County, of course, later on in the year. But the most interesting case we've come across was one from 1940 from Edgefield. And that has just gotten rave reviews, and it's even spawned its own T-shirt for sale at CarolinaCrimeStore.com. You can get all your merchandise there.
So tell me about that, because we've skipped over that.
Yes, it was from Edgefield, South Carolina, 1940. A mule wandered onto another farmer's property and ended up kicking a calf and killing it. And that spawned this wild chain of events with a murder for hire, a woman barricading herself in her home and killing in a shootout, the Edgefield County Sheriff, one of his deputies, and the only man that could get her to surrender peacefully was the school superintendent in Edgefield that she was having an affair with, very public affair. And we have the sources for this, but Strom Thurmond.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes, sir.
This is episode number what?
This is episode number three.
Number three.
And that was one of our first ones, so we were still learning a little bit, but that was wild, and it has an even more wild ending, and Senator Thurmond shows his face a couple times in that episode.
Now, tell me about your online store. You have an online store?
We do. CarolinaCrimeStore.com. T-shirts, hats, drinkware. Pretty soon we're going to be putting on some items of apparel for the fall, long sleeve T-shirts, hoodies, and we're going to even have a Clemson and Carolina version of Carolina Crime shirts that you could wear tailgating.
So whose idea was the store? I mean, who runs the store? You?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you are quite the entrepreneur. Good for you. This is great. All right. So if somebody wants to go to Carolina Crimes, they just go to...
Right. If you have Apple, get on your phone. There's a little purple icon. It looks like an eye with two circles around it. It says podcast.
All right.
And you hit that.
And they'll take you there, huh?
Search for Carolina Crimes.
All right. Well, we'll do that before you leave.
Yes, sir.
Now we got to say goodbye. His name is Matt Hires. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for all that you do, not only for OTS, but for Williams and Fudge and for this. This is great. Carolina Crimes. This is wonderful. We'll have to do an update on this one when you do the Lake Wylie or some of these York County stories.
Yes,
all right?
Sir.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live from the site of the Carolina Panthers construction. Yeah, that's going to be quite something. Hope you'll join us. We're going to have the construction crew out there, and that'll be quite an afternoon. Of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, fresh subs and salads prepared 6 days a week right before your eyes. Matt's going to join me and tell us how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.